Hello, and it is Wednesday, May 6th, 2020, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families through His Word. Today, we'll be reading Psalm 59, 10 through 17, Leviticus 27, 16, to Numbers 1, 16, Mark 9, 11 through 29. We'll be starting with Psalm 59, 10 through 17. My God in His steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by Your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath, consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Selah. Each evening they come back howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of Your strength. I will sing aloud of Your steadfast love in the morning, for You have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to You, for You, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. Leviticus 27, 16 to Numbers 1, 16. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of the land that is his possession, then the valuation shall be in proportion to its seed. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, the valuation shall stand. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall calculate the price according to the years that remain until the year of Jubilee, and a deduction shall be made from the valuation. And if he who dedicates the field wishes to redeem it, then he shall add a fifth to its valuation price, and it shall remain his. But if he does not wish to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be a holy gift to the Lord, like a field that has been devoted. The priest shall be in possession of it. If he dedicates to the Lord a field that has brought which is not a part of his possession, then the priest shall calculate the amount of the valuation for it up to the year of Jubilee, and the man shall give the valuation on that day as a holy gift to the Lord. If the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was bought, to whom the land belongs as a possession, every valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall make a shekel. But a firstborn of animals, which as the firstborn belongs to the Lord, no man may dedicate, whether ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean animal, then he shall buy it back at the valuation and add a fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, it shall be sold at the valuation. But no devoted thing that a man devotes to the Lord, or anything that he has, whether man or beast, or of his inherited field, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. No one devoted who is to be devoted for destruction from mankind shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. every tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wishes to redeem some of his tithe, he shall add a fifth to it. In every tithe of herds and flocks, every tenth animal of all that pass under the herdsman's staff shall be holy to the Lord. One shall not differentiate between good or bad, neither shall he make a substitute for it. If he does substitute for it, then both it and the substitute shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses for the people of Israel on Mount Sinai. Numbers chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting, and on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the people of Israel by clans, by fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male head by head, for 20 years old, from 20 years old and upward. All in Israel who are able to go to war, you and Aaron shall list them company by company. And there shall be with you a man from each tribe, each man being the head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men who shall assist you. From Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur. From Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddaiah. From Judah, Nahashon, the son of Amminadab. From Issachar, Nethali, the son of Zuar. From Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud. From Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. From Benjamin, Abadan, the son of Gideoni. From Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishadai. From Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran. From Gad, Eliashaph, the son of Deul. From Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the ones chosen from the congregation, the chiefs of their ancestors' tribes, the heads of the clans of Israel. Mark 9:11-29. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say Elijah must come first?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, 'What are you arguing about with them?' And someone from the crowd answered him, 'Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able.' And he answered them, 'O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me.' And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him immediately, it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood, and it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' And Jesus said to him, 'If you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for May 6th, 2020. And I want us to go back to Leviticus in particular today, to the very end, to the beginning of Numbers. If we recall all the way back at the end of Exodus, they had built this tent of meeting. They've built this grand tent that they were to go and meet with God. In particular, Moses was to go and meet with God. But if we recall, Moses couldn't enter the tent, that there was something wrong. He couldn't enter the tent when God's presence was upon the tent. So he had to speak with God outside the tent. And once again, Leviticus being the means of which the people of Israel could understand that if they would follow these statutes, if they would follow these decrees, if they would follow these commands, they would understand that they would be holy and set apart in such a way that they could enter into a relationship. They could enter into the presence of a most holy God. And this is where we get the Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting. In the tent of meeting. No longer is Moses outside, but he is inside. God, through his word, through his law, has brought correction to the relationship of the people of Israel and himself. And the Israelites, with the law, now knew without a shadow of a doubt that they could be in a right relationship with God. And that is what the book of Leviticus is all about. All the rules, all the laws, all the things that are contained with it. That is what it is all about. Helping Israel know without a shadow of a doubt, they could be in the presence of God. I'll link a couple of videos in the description on our Facebook post and the post on our website that kind of help explain this even more, that we watched when we first started the book of Leviticus. But for today, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.